last part, that last sentence, we might miss it. So he was telling you how he was crying so hard and saying he didn't want you to go and he would kill himself if you died, right? Your friend saying that.
Uh-huh.
And then what happened?
I tell him you go. No, he don't want to go. Want to kill himself. I stay with you. Just knock me off. Wish I could pin. I tell him just to tell my father to come up me. I want to talk with my father, you to leave him. If I die, you leave him. Sam Willie. Anytime my dad need help in my place, you go there, you help him. Give something. That's what I want to explain to my dad. No, I can't go. I'm going to kill myself. I take the shell out of his pocket and I put it in my pocket. Don't put your hand in my pocket. Even I die. Don't put your hand in my pocket. Keep your hand away. And I take all ammunition out of rifle. Every shot I put in my pocket. Boy, deep in their heart they cry. He don't know what to do. He thought my dad is going to kill him. That can't happen. There got to be a lot of speech to the old people with the growing people and lined up. So, twice I tell them to go. I go across the lake, I get on the lake, every 5 feet I drop down. I didn't know I dropped down. Just blocked all over the lake and the ice all across the lake. That first time I hear about good book story. You believe it, good book, you ask, you pray, you get help. True pastor. As Indian, we don't know what that means. How could the inner ears only get the medical heal? That whole summer, first in my life in the Indian, I started praying. We stay school for the good book. We study for our fathers who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespass, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I begin to learn that prayer. My individual person, body, life, bring in my heart a real cry. Raise my hand up. I call God. What the language you can use to you. I'd rather have English to speak to you. My loved one today, my native language, I can speak. I can get my prayer answered. Real good life. I cry and I hold my head. Four miles, I walk. Never drop down. Never fall down. Never get teeth. Too much blood. I walk along the bank. Jimmy Bob, cousin of mine, Moses Thomas, the whip saw along the river. Jimmy Bob stand on top. He look at me. They call me Andrew. Andrew, that's you? What's wrong? I got shot. You got shot. Why? They left the sword and they jump up, come across him in the moose. It's all blood. Young boys, grown boys, cry out. Grab at me. What happened? They mean to shoot you? No, no, no. That one word are the ones. That's why I want to see Dad. The boy's quiet. Damn, so painful. This you quiet. I want to see my dad. Grab me, they make me walk on a cross. If I fall down, just lay me down. Some reason I get back to remember. And they took me in the bridge, footbridge, I guess what this was. Right in the middle bridge, I fall down. All people. Old lady, man, all people up there. They already see me. Some grown people walked on. What happened? Jimmy Bob, my nephew got shot out of his friend. He say accident. Accident. They want to see his father. Right away, go up to Ulf, Chief Sam, please. And the old man, one boy running. Your grandson got shot. Oh, old man. In his heart, they scream. Holler, what you guys say happened? He's gonna bring it right here in your house. You stay, you wait. Grandpa scream, holler. I don't know our life and that. Bringing them in. I'm also like people feel like young king. One of my children, they grow white blanket. They stretch out one blanket. They lay me on top of that. Thank you. Thank you. So they put me in there. I sit on a chair like this. Window like that. It's right now, all full of people. All room to go. I want my daddy, Moses. I want my daddy. Right away, my feeling, I feel awful weak now. Right away. An old psalm, a still scream, holler. These are my grandfather's too. Annie Denny's daddy, Tanacross. So, I get in there and Moses gonna cut my hair. I tell wait till I see my daddy. Old sound they chasing out the voice. Get my daddy right away. My daddy walked through the window, breaking the heart, cried deep in his heart. He walked. Daddy walked in, met me, I sitting here. I'm a big boy, but they left me and sitting on his lap. Daddy's deep in their heart, they cry. Don't say nothing, it's face down. Daddy, quiet, I tell him. Daddy, you love me? Daddy, you love me? More again, my dad started crying out. My boy, if I love you, what are you going to do? Happen. Daddy, you love me. Forgive that boy, friend of mine, shot me. You forgive them. Dad, don't feel to kill him. That's no good. My way on it to the heaven, you just ruined me. Take me out the other way. And I lost my way. So you forgive that boy. That boy, he's growing up, he grow big man. He hunt Hollywood. My daddy, his nephew, you too. Too foolish to kill that boy over me. I don't want nobody over me. Just me alone. Don't talk bad. Don't treat it bad. Good and forgive. My daddy real cry. Oh boy, I take you worth what you say. I gone leave it that way too. I can't answer you word. I take you word. Too bad, my boy, I gonna miss you a lot of so many years I gonna remember you. Then I think I'm alright. I pray once and this pain to stop. I want to lay down quick. Tell the people bring that boy back. Don't leave him down there. He's too young and he's got one it. He's mine. Might kill himself. Secret. Old man Sam, one of you boys go down there and bring that boy back across. Tell him his friend don't want him to stay there. So Jim and Bob again and Morris run back and bring him across. I tell my daddy to take care of that boy. Real good. He's a good boy. He's gonna be a big boy. He's gonna help you for everything. And through my young time, lots of time they give care to my dad. So that happened, I passed. Next month, caribou run up the hill. Yeah, just wild for hunting. Went up there, kill a caribou, pack caribou, and I started cut with. Damn, cut my feet. But they cut in two. From here. Nothing happened, not a cripple. All Lake Mansfield up there hunt, got meat, dry meat, everything done. Everybody moved back to Mansfield. We call Steam Creek. We got camped. All people all over camp. Whole bunch of people. Maggie, you were single then, my lady. Cry, cry, cry. You think you lonesome? You alone? I don't know. I'm all right. Don't worry. We don't want to leave you here. But just a little ways from Lake Mansfield. Afternoon, by afternoon, everybody go back to camp. Tomorrow morning, everybody move to Lake Mansfield for fish. He tells me, don't worry, not lonesome. If week later, we all young people gonna come up and visit with you. Oh, you don't want to do that, you guys. You don't want to do that. I'll be done, eh? these feet pass, start inside. Can't see even my toe. My whole feet but
just swollen up big.
Big. Awesome, like basketballs. I gotta leave right tripod like this, my feet.
Oh, to hold it up, huh?
Just hold up. Lay down. One afternoon, sisters, this is the way of my good life. Nobody teach me, I don't listen, nobody tell me what to do to find good book story. I leave it on today. I believe it deep in my heart. I love to tell a story. What happened in my body? I never pleased him to leave. I leave the way I leave. Still, I remember him. These feet, I put the tripod on a cast. Put my feet in. Lay caribou skin. Dad has put big wood in a fire. And I lay down. Every night I never sleep. It was so painful, tears roll out of my eye. Painful. People visit with me, go back to camp, and next morning, early morning, kill like that. It's all people, kids, and man and woman, it all just drink up. Man. Real lonesome. The ashikadi tezil'a. Make you mine. To know you in heaven. The ashikadi tezil'a. That word means also like pray ourselves. That's what that Indian explained word mean. All day I didn't say word. Boys, they tell me 1 week from today, we whole bunch, we coming up. We try to pack you down the lake. Oh, not only that. You will tell 2 weeks. Some way, somehow, my feet, some way they get better. The day my people left, all my young generation left, afternoon, I started crying. What more right I gonna stand to be Christian? What the job that I gonna do? I gonna be Christian. God, I don't know what to pray. I don't talk English. I can't talk you the English. But I talk with my language. I want you to hear me. Some reason I stirred up myself here. That's why I can't make pray. The prayer I know, our fathers who art in heaven, I can pronounce that prayer. We are. I need help. Some way heal my feet. I know you're gonna do it. Yeah. I speak you right. Answer word to you right. Then I get. So I lay down in the caribou skin, my feet in the ear, no blanket. The eagle fall alongside. Come in delight. I don't know, when did I fall asleep? I fall asleep. I take off my feet. My feet lay in the ground. Stretch out and lay in the ground. I try to get up. I sleep. They're snagging in and go down far away. Build a path. You tell my brothers, young kid, they get up, they're snagging and get down there. Far away from me, sleep. Or sleep. In the ear, Andrew, look up heaven. Dark, cloudy, in the kind of color cloud. They broke open like we cut hole through this table. People stand upright. They get orange color, step ladder. They step out. They come on out, I see. They come on out and come down like that. No machine, no cable, no nothing, just ladder along, come down. I lay down like this. It's coming right up to me. Some women, five of them, they all string out all the way down. And this first woman, big woman, Andrew, I wake up. What? I say, what? They hand to me. I die, small buzzard. And they got little brush, tie right on. They hand to me. Put this in your feet tonight. Take them. And I wake up. I grab it. I feel also like I have this arm. There's not much I feel. I grab it and left. I see this step ladder. It disappear. Turn the ear. I look. Nothing in my hand, but I feel it. And I grab my feet where I get cut. Started crying. Real cry. My daddy coming to me, sitting there. Let me cry it out. I cried out. And after I cry, daddy come. What's wrong? What happened? That I dream about. Angel coming down from heaven to give me the iodine. Iodine and the pill too. They give it to me and tell me to put it in. That's why I hold my feet. I hold my feet. That medical can go through to heal my feet. Dad started crying. My boy, we got the preacher down 10 o'clock. Our earth life, I die. Preacher got it. Can I go down there and get me a little bit so that you can put the place that angel tell to put it in your feet? Yeah. Dad, without them, I feel my feet can get healed. So if you want to do it, you do. Tell mom to fix up two dog packs and they go across, get down the ten and a half. Crossers used to be they call. And their mission is go right down to him. My boy got hurt, mutton half go. Still not get up. This morning, they wake up, they get iodine from heaven. Angel give to him to put in his feet. You think you iodine, you take the, they take the place and they can walk. Praise Jesus, his fall cry, his old lady. Pray that medical. He talked to them.
I just unplugged it, so it's still running on batteries. I just unplugged this. I have batteries too, so it's still running.
My dad is nailed down with them. Old Macintosh get up, go shelf, and the new bottle I die. And they got little skinny raw bottle. And he said that bottle's in angel small. Sam looking bottle, they put I die in. Press and put the brush in. My daddy tell me old Macintosh deep in their heart they cry. They open up the Bible book and they put the medicine on top. you medically can walk, but his parents must understand. So that's why we do. You make the place, your medicine. Daddy, he walk out, get up Mansfield, makes the morning early, gonna pick you up. Before noon, my daddy walk up the hill, way up mountain. Dog come behind my daddy, my brother's kids, they grab it, they tie them up. That is to give me the I die. Morgan, I fall cry. Oh, my feet just but maloon. You're not even gonna see my toe. Nothing. It's also like back I got in my feet. I raise my hand up and I pray. I feel free. Long before that, the angel left. I know I get medical help and I get better. And after that, put my feet on wood and I pin with such I die in all my feet. That afternoon, pus stick out where I get cut. Stick out like that. My daddy, he tell me to take his pocket knife, cut open. I say, that's how. Tad, he takes his pocket knife, sharpen up, and they cut big clump like a, also like cut like pepper. Don't feel nothing, they cut open. And that pus started running. Oh, Jesus. My feet, all skinny. Bone, you can see bone stretch out. Daddy put water in it. And they wash. Or twice they did. And I put my feet up, down, dry them up. Next morning, next that night, I sleep that night, sleep good. Next morning, I get up. My pants knee tore about this much. My boots like double pants. I stand up all day. Walk around. Next day I wake up, I get up and start to walk. Walk around down little cabin. No. No. So I walk around, third day, until my dad this move. All my family really just happy. My mother cried. Ever since we left camp, they cried right over to Mandy. We go down. We go down the lake. And they come to Lake Mansfield. All people. They're watching for us. They're watching for us. We're coming. Daddy, wear bodysuit clothes, underwear, a new shirt. I dressed up and walked. All grandma people come down over the hill. Even my uncle people, they cry. I walk, I pack gun and I walk, stand up, look them. Walk down to our house. While my uncle bring a white blanket, they put over the wood. Make me sit down. Whole village people cry. Oh, I don't know. Why did I'm a little lousy man that bad? I hit the people feel. Since today, I'll find out the people going to put in our great-grandfather's forefather's place to put me in. That's why people break me in. I really misunderstand. Till 1932, my uncle Shibor and Isaac gonna die in this mansion. Tell all people coming. I don't know what my uncle is gonna say. Say all of you, my people. A lot of my grandchildren. I going to leave now. I look through all you people. I didn't find no certain kind person. I didn't find the right kind person. Except my boy. Andrew, Isaac, and Oscar. Oscar and I got two boys. This oldest one I'm going to point out. And I'll let you people point out which you like. That's an important person. We want him. So my uncle, before they died, they point me out. That's why I'm chief place in Terran, Alaska. I'm real careful for my word. I real careful to tell you story with you. I want this story just correct, right. Some more, sometime, like that. I'll be glad to tell them I got the book made in Lake Mansfield all through the Long Cabin, Wolf Creek, Mosquito Fork, Kitchen Stock, all the way down to Denson. Us Indians. Lake Mansfield people teach us about Mendest, Mantaste, all the way down a couple of centuries. Part of old man, grandfather's people, name I forget, but I get drawn to McKean McKinley, Ben Nilly, interested, Harry John, all that people I get close enough when they call back them old people, name, nickname. Maggie, my lady's mother, her mother, daddy, old chief, long time in Lake Mansfield. Old man so old, got no teeth.
What's his name?
No, Adam. So they, all his teeth were out, so his two boys, but that size.